Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Master, I don't think you quite realize what you've got here. So why don't you just ruminate whilst I illuminate the possibilities?
Well, Alibaba had them.
All right, guys. Dr. Dahlia here in the house. Thank you all for tuning in.
You got power.
All right. I think we're having a little bit of technical issues. I'm sorry.
All you got to do is rub that lamp.
I miss Robin Williams.
What will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, jot it down.
You ain't never had a friend like me. All right, guys. Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hold on a sec. We're having some engineering problems. There we go. There we go. All right. Sorry about that. Usually you guys get my introduction. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. One of my favorite parts of that song is the end where Robin Williams sings, you know, the genie part. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend. And that part is like one of my favorites because not only does it show that Robin Williams was one of the most brilliant actors, but he was a singer also. I mean, this guy could sing. This guy could entertain. He could make you laugh. He could make you giggle. And, unfortunately, no clip could do him justice. I wish I could do a whole montage of all his work. We think about Robin Williams, who had died of apparent hanging. And coroner report had said originally asphyxiation at the age of 63. The news media has been kind of struggling with, you know, why, how did this happen? And everybody seems to try to, you know, guess and look at the, some of the history leading up to this. And, you know, there's a chance that Robin Williams knew exactly what he wanted to do. Okay, remember, Robin Williams was a very, very, very smart man. Very, very brilliant man. Very, very talented man. And we know he struggled with depression. Lots of reports that he struggled with bipolar. Had struggles with drugs, alcohol. Struggles with his marriage. We found out recently he had financial problems. A friend had said he'd been very concerned about financial problems, having to sell real estate properties, etc., concerned about movie parts. And then, in addition, there was a picture I found from June 2014 where Robin Williams looked very, very thin. Very, very thin. Okay, not cachectic, but thin. And, you know, Robin Williams was always a little stocky. Right? You know, and, you know, he was a little stocky. And so when you, you know, see him for the first time thin, it kind of makes you think, well, I'm wondering if maybe he was dealing with some health issues. And so whenever you talk about suicide, all right, the first thing we all think about is depression. And somebody might have been just so, so horribly depressed that they hated their lives. They were so depressed, you know, but what if that wasn't it? All right. You know, what if he was sick? What if he was diagnosed with cancer? Who knows? You know, he looked very, very skinny. He didn't look happy in this one June 2014 picture. Was there something else going on? And he wanted the control of his end. So we're going to talk about suicide. We're going to talk about what could lead a person to this. We're waiting for the official autopsy results that are being performed today. And, I mean, you know, the reason why this is such a story is because, you know, he really hit most of us. I mean, in the heart. I don't think there's one person out there that didn't enjoy a movie that Robin Williams was in. Whether it was Mrs. Doubtfire or Peter Pan or Popeye or World According to Garp or something, there was some movie that he was a part of, Goodwill Hunting, Dead Poets Society, and he was the person that, you know, if I ever wanted to giggle, I could listen to Aladdin, or I could see Mrs. Doubtfire or something, and you know, he would make me giggle. A couple quotes of his that I again made me giggle last night. I'm pulling them up right now. Something to the effect of, if women ruled the world, I can't do it justice. Hold on a second. I gotta pull this up. Otherwise, I'm really gonna mess this up. I apologize, guys. I have this whole Robin Williams, segment planned out, and I'm a little thrown off. I apologize. All right, this to me just completely summarizes how I remember Robin Williams. If women ran the world, oh, and I lost it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. If women ran the world, no, that's not funny. Who's laughing about women running the world? Really, people? Really? Women could run the world. If women ran the world, we wouldn't have wars, just intense negotiations every 28 days. Sorry, I wish I had the clip on that one. All right, and then, Robin Williams, do you think God gets stoned? He says, I think so. Look at the platypus. I can't do this man justice, but, you know, when you look at a celebrity and a talent, such as Robin Williams, and you wonder how he could be so, you know, like in Good Morning Vietnam, make you cry and make you laugh within the same scene. It takes a person that is able to not only feel himself the high octaves, but to be able to allow a viewer, a listener, somebody around them to see what he sees. And it's very, very difficult. You know, I was never a circle the equator type of girl. We've talked about those. It's your birthday, man. I don't care. It's my birthday. You know, you lost your job. So I lost my job. Those circle the equator types of people were no big thing. You know, they don't seem to have the depression. They don't seem to have the anxiety, the mania, the hyperactivity, you know, the mood swings. Whereas someone's like, oh my gosh, it's my birthday, it's my birthday. Ah! You know, you're like, okay, well, sometimes some people that just take those octaves really high have the curse that they feel it really low. Oh my gosh, no one called me on my birthday. You know, whereas a person who didn't care, the circle of the equator type of guy was like, huh? So for somebody to be able to, the Birdcage, you think of these movies that Robin Williams made you smile. For him to do the performances that he did, and we're talking Emmy, I believe he won an Emmy and Oscar nominated and multiple awards for what he's done. We don't care about that. We don't care if he won. We just care about how he made us feel. He made us feel good. These movies, he made us feel good. But he was so talented that when we heard he was suffering from depression, anxiety, and drug addiction and alcohol, maybe that's what he needed to curb those senses. And I'm not saying he had bipolar. I don't know if the diagnosis ever officially was there. But somebody with bipolar, unfortunately, will self-medicate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottle 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
All right, guys, we say goodbye to Robin Williams, and it's very, very heartbreaking to a lot of us because, you know, we know people that have committed suicide, people that were close to us, people that were in our family, people that were our friends. I had an ex-boyfriend that did. No, it wasn't because of me that he could, well, he could have been. I was actually speaking to him on the phone the night he did it. I was possibly the last person he talked to. So when not only do we lose a comedic icon like Robin Williams, but we go back and we think about what happened and what's happened in our own lives, and we get extremely, extremely nervous. And then the next thought that comes to our mind is there anybody right now whom we love that's out there right now that could be in trouble? and thinking about suicide. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to all the guys at the studio, John, Shane, Tom, Don, Dan, everybody there at the studio who works really, really hard. And it's just one of those times where you just want to thank everybody in your life right now because you just don't know, you know, what everyone's thinking and, you know, if they feel loved. I mean, you know, do we show love to the degree that we should, that a person would need to stay alive and not end their life? You know, we can't sit here and try to think what happened with Robin Williams or some of these other actors or people who we know who have ended it. All right? I mean, we can't stop and go, well, we know what they were thinking. You can't. Because somebody thinking suicide will not be thinking on the same level as you. You may say, all right, well, if I was ever thinking of suicide, I would probably think of suicide if this happened or if this happened. You can't project that onto somebody else. Okay? You have no idea what's going on in their mind. They may even write a note, a goodbye note, a suicide note. But that doesn't necessarily reflect what they're thinking. Okay? Now, I was asked by local Fox 5 last night, what happens with these stars? Why are so many stars doing drugs? Why are so many stars at risk for suicide? You know, we've been losing so many of them, whether it's an overdose or suicide, etc. And, you know, we've talked about this with Hollywood. You know, once you're on your game, you don't want to ever lose your game. Now, I'm not saying this is what happens with Robin Williams. There could be other things going on. But in general, you know, you see these Hollywood stars that are, you know, icons for a short period of time. And that short period of time is probably one of their most exciting times of their life. But they don't realize it's happening at that time until it ends. All right? Then the series ends, right? The show ends, okay? All right, fine. You know, Friends ended after a while. Seinfeld ended after a while. MASH ended after a while. All right? And they're like, okay, well, I'm still popular. People know who I am. But then people move on. All right? Fans move on. Networks move on. So here you were, a real big deal. I mean, let's look at my career. Well, I haven't gotten to be a big deal yet. All right, maybe don't look at my career because then you'll all be sad and want to die. But let's look at, I'm trying to think of somebody who might have had a career that they were really, really big at one time and now nobody knows who they are. You actually look at then your fans, or you look at your viewers, or you look at your network as people that are quote-unquote your family, even though they're not your family. So when they don't show love anymore, and that love could be you getting another series, you getting another script, you getting another contract, you getting another affiliate, all right? When you don't get that love, it starts to hurt. And it doesn't matter that you got kids, that you got a loving wife, you got a mother and father still alive loving you. It doesn't matter because you need your love fed by those fans and those viewers. And if you are in that frame of mind, you're always going to be depressed. I mean, look at Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp was lucky enough to make a huge comeback. Yeah, he was in a lot of things, but after 21 Jump Street, you know, he really didn't make it big again until he started to get back into the movies, like Edward Scissorhands, etc. All right? Look at Robert Downey Jr. Big, big slump for him. And then thank God he made a comeback. Angelina Jolie made a comeback. Brad Pitt. I mean, all these people that made comebacks, great, but there's a lot of people that didn't, that weren't able to make comebacks. All right? Sybil Shepherd after Moonlighting. Did anybody really hear from her? The guys from MASH. Cheers. You know, yeah, Norm from Cheers. You know, he was at the top of his game with Cheers. Yeah, he did some stuff on Saturday Night Live, etc. Now, was he happy? Was he depressed? We don't know. Right? But for some people, losing that series, losing the movies, not having that fame, and I'm talking in Hollywood, I'm not talking about Robin Williams, but losing that is extremely frightening. And it does. It throws you into depression, and then also throws you into a whirlspin with finances. Now, we know Robin Williams was talking to friends about financial issues, and and he had some financial concerns. Now, we all have financial concerns, so I don't know how deep his financial problems were. We all do. But think about it. Now, you're a big star, right? Your kids have to be in some sort of, you know, private school or protected setting. You need to have bodyguards and some sort of security. All right? You need to live in some place that has security. That costs money. Okay, well, the movie's done. The movie ended. Yeah, people are watching it on DVD, but you don't get paid royalties on a lot of these things. All right, so the movie's done. Where's the next movie? All right, well, yeah, there's another movie, but it's not going to pay like the first one. All right, and then, well, yeah, you know, you can do some voiceovers. Okay, but you're still famous from these other movies in the past. You're still famous. There's still stalkers. You still need to pay for the security, even though the money's not coming in. Do a lot of people invest? Do a lot of people manage their money right, hopefully? I mean, it sounds like some people know what they're doing. George Clooney bought a place in Lake Como. Whether that's a good investment or not, that sure sounds fun and a great place to hide out. But you know, not all stars get to have decades and decades and decades of renewable income. Madonna was lucky. Elton John was lucky. Cher was lucky. Brad Pitt, lucky. Robert Downey Jr., very lucky. So, you know, you have the financial issue. You have the issue that you're not feeling loved. All right? Then you have the issue of, okay, well, I'm always being watched. You know how frustrating it is to always be watched? I went to Walmart on a Saturday night with some friends. We went out to eat. We decided to go and get some school supplies. So Saturday night at about 8, 9 o'clock, we hit Walmart. Oh, my gosh, it's so much fun to go to Walmart when there's no lines. Okay, I'm having a great time. I'm not the most fancily dressed, and I'm running around. I'm like, you know, maybe I'll grab some tampons, maybe whatever. And there were probably 3-4 people that recognized me. Now, again, I'm only small time, but it was very anxiety-producing. I'm like, you know, I really didn't dress up. I didn't really, you know, I want to kind of get some private stuff. I need it, you know. And I had some junk food in my cart, and it's hard to always be on. Now, you could say, yeah, well, someone like Robin Williams or Chris Farley or whoever, they can, you know, they have personal shoppers. So, yeah, those get expensive personal shoppers, right? You think there's somebody that's really, you know, breaking down the door wanting to be my tampon buyer? No, I'll buy my own stuff. I'm not going to make somebody do that. So you always have to be on. You know, is your makeup good? Are the wrinkles good? Guys wear makeup too. You know, am I balding? Is the gray? Is this? Is somebody going to take a picture of me and that picture is going to be out there, you know, for everyone to see? All right. You know, we all want to be like the Hollywood elite and we think their lives are glamorous. And yes, you know, maybe being able to eat dinner with George Clooney is glamorous. But my guess is these people do not have it as wonderful as we think. All right, and even though they may have quote unquote rich people problems, these problems hit harder for them than they do us that were never really rich, you know, that really never had a lot of fame. So who cares if we didn't lose the fame? Then on top of that, you have the bipolar sort of personality where you taste the octave. So, you know, when things do happen, they seem to happen harder for you. But, you know, when you look at Robin Williams' case, you know, one of those pictures of him looking very, very thin, you know, it makes me concerned that maybe he had a diagnosis, maybe he was dealing with some health problems as well as some of the issues that he had with depression. And, you know, what if he wanted that control? A lot of people want control. They're tired of not being in control. When you're in the movie industry, you don't have control. There's a lot of things you don't have control over. Yeah, I was giving a lecture to doctors about doctors in the media. And, you know, I said one of the negative things is you don't have control. You know, as a doctor, I get to run my practice. You know, I get to, you know, if I want to prescribe a medication, I'm going to prescribe the medication I want to. You know, you have a lot more control. In the media, you don't. Anybody could edit you out. Anybody could pull the plug. Anybody could cancel your show. Anybody could, the lighting, you can't control how you're going to look. You can't control the angle that, you know, you lose a lot of control. Well, maybe the one thing some of these stars want to control is the way they end their lives. Maybe he had money problems, maybe he had health problems, and he just didn't want to be a burden to anybody. And he said, you know what, this is how I loved my life. I had a great life, and I'm going to end it my way. More men commit suicide than women. Women attempt more, but men commit suicide, and it may be more of a control issue. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. More medical headlines. 27/7, Doc Dolly.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Concerning headlines, when you see that the Ebola death toll has topped 1,000 people right now, World Health Organization is urging that we accelerate our efforts to develop more treatments. Marie Pauli Kieni, Assistant WHO Director General, says she hopes helps that work to produce more of the medication developed by some of these companies would result in wider availability sometime late in 2014 and hopefully between November and January of 2015. That's probably best case scenario for us to get treatments of this. Right now, the death toll has reached 1,013. They know that there are some experimental treatments that they've been trying. I think there were maybe 10 doses of an experimental treatment. Those obviously were already exhausted. They're not making this quick enough. Now, it's very concerning when you hear the death toll rising as quickly as it is. However, you need to remember, okay, even once this is contained, let's say they've contained Ebola. God willing. Let's say by the end of today, they've contained it. Nobody's traveling, okay? Nobody seems to be getting infected more. You have to remember, there's anywhere between a 60 to 90% death toll of people infected. So I believe there's 17,000 cases still going on. So, you know, if we get the news that it's contained, don't be shocked if you hear the death toll rise because we still have current people struggling with Ebola. The problem is it hasn't been contained yet. And we still have no idea where people infected could have traveled to with the incubation period being so long, even up to 3 weeks. We'll keep you posted, but it's so hard to work quick enough. No one was ready for this. And I'm kind of shocked because we've known about Ebola for decades. But it shows you, and it's not just America's fault. I mean, where's Germany's treatments? Where's, you know, Great Britain's treatments? All right? You know, America is always looked to first for these treatments because we aren't socialized in medicine. We have a lot of pharmaceutical companies. We have very wealthy pharmaceutical companies. And we have an environment where we don't have to always rely on the government to make our goods. So America would obviously be the ones to probably be in the forefront of having the products. I'm not saying America would be at the tip top of research. Some of these other countries are amazing when it comes to their research. However, we should have been the ones with all our competition and our capitalism, somebody to already have something. However, you need to realize many of these treatments, okay, they have expirations. All right, so you can't just stockpile all this Ebola, these Ebola vaccines and these Ebola treatments. Tamiflu is a pill. So that you could stockpile, and it could probably last some time. Remember, the Army had done a study on pills and how long pills can last past our expiration date, and they found some of these things are good 30 years after the date of expiration. Of course, in the most pristine and ideal storage conditions, these medications can last long. Not when you're talking about wet, right, injectable type medications. These things, oh no. You know, oh, don't even try it. I mean, in fact, with my injectables in my office, I actually throw them out the month of. Once I see we're in that month, I just don't push it. Why? You know, it's not worth it. So let's say you have a company that had some sort of a treatment, okay? And they went through all the millions of dollars to develop it. Now, what do? Do they produce it and then nobody buys it? And then, because remember, you know, for somebody to buy it, if somebody 10 years ago had made a whole bunch of Ebola vaccine or treatment or et cetera, okay, there would have to be buyers, people who would purchase it. And if nobody at the time was purchasing it, or if countries don't have the money to purchase these types of vaccines, all right, because, I mean, look how expensive the Gardasil vaccine is, the cervical cancer vaccine is. What, it's $180 a pop? I heard the shingles vaccine is a couple hundred dollars. One of you had said $300 was the shingles vaccine. I mean, whoa. And so at that point, if we're looking at $300 a shot, I'm not saying that's what the Ebola vaccine would be. How do you expect a developing country, right, in West Africa to preemptively buy 100 doses or 500 doses, et cetera? So supply has to equal demand. Unfortunately, it costs millions and millions and millions of dollars to make these drugs. And the only compensation these pharmaceutical companies have is what they could get from the previous healthcare system that we had in America, where people would spend a crap load of money on their prescriptions. Now, something very interesting that keeps coming up, like the epinephrine shot. Many of you guys have EpiPens. And remember a couple years ago or a few years ago, I told you guys, and we talked about this more recently as well. Remember I told you a few years back I had to buy an EpiPen? And they were $50 a pop. And that was a lot of money. $50 a pop. You know, especially when usually your insurance would have a $10 copay, etc. Well, my copay on the EpiPen was $50. Or if I bought it from a medical supply store, $50. I was like, God, $50, that's a lot. Well, we had to buy an EpiPen for my son a few months back. It was at the end of 2013. It was $350 for the same EpiPen. Same packaging, same cardboard, yellowish packaging, seven times more the price. Now, obviously, the EpiPen manufacturers did fine when they were the $50 price. What the hell is going on here? So again, I'm not playing a violin for the pharmaceutical companies either, but I understand that nothing will get done if somebody's not making money. I mean, maybe that's how communism, you know, comes into play. Maybe when there is no money to be made and no one wants to do a job, maybe that's how the government then starts to, you know, become tyrannical, saying, okay, we're going to make you do this job. You're going to do this, you're going to do this, you're going to do this. Well, you could live, we'll make sure you live, have enough to live, all right, but you're going to do it. Because right now, I'm extremely frustrated and embarrassed by the fact that nobody had any of this ready. Nobody studied, nobody prepared. Of course, this is America. We don't get Ebola in America. Okay? I'm sure somebody was thinking about it, and there was some work, and there was some research. But am I the only one that thinks this is an absolute cluster? That here we are scrambling to hopefully get 10 more doses of an experimental vaccine? Now, mind you, you know, we got our acts together now, and now there's a rat race to see who can make the most money and who can get the contract and who can, you know, or the government contract, etc. But this is embarrassing. And it's scary. People are dying because we didn't have our acts together. Mind you, this shouldn't have all been on America. Okay? I mean, why wasn't anybody in some of the more developed areas of Africa working on this? And I mean, did they work on this in the Middle East? Did they work on what about nearby regions? Did anybody else work on this? No. It's expensive. It's also a very scary virus. You know, you have a lot of ethical concerns. Do we want to work on something that could possibly be during transport, let out and exposed to workers like what happened with the anthrax? There's a lot of concern. Like, look at what happened with that avian flu. Researchers wanted to test it, wanted to see how they could mutate it, create it in the lab, and everybody said, don't do that, that's stupid. Because a bad guy could get a hold of it, or you could let it loose. Well, you know, if we don't know any other way to figure out how to make these vaccines, I'm wondering if they're going to now rethink the whole avian flu experiments. Because if we're not prepared for that one, and that sucker's airborne? Whoa, Nelly. That's scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was kind of a frightening headline. They say only 10% of us, or I shouldn't say 10% of us, but 1 in 10 people say they don't have even one friend, not one close friend. Now, 90% of us say we have friends, right? But are these friends really, really close friends? And 1 in 10 of us are walking around feeling unloved. You know, we were talking about Robin Williams and that you ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. Maybe you knew a lot more than we thought. When you look at your current friendships now, some of you will be pretty upset with what you see. You know, I feel very, very fortunate and blessed to have the friends I have, but boy, throughout the years, did the friendships change. And luckily, I do have real friends, so I don't think I would fall under this, but I don't have as many close relationships as I did. I mean, like the whole blood brother thing. Remember when you were kids? You would prick yourself and then touch each other's blood to each other to be blood brothers. This was in the 70s before AIDS was well known. And, we would swap blood as kids. I don't know why. I guess something stupid that we used to do. Don't worry, I've checked. My hepatitis, HIV, everything's negative, knock on wood. When you were little, I mean, you guys would, say, oh, I'd die for you. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, hey, let's go do this together. I mean, it was, and then you guys become teenagers. And, you start to see the cattiness. And you start to see how many times people have you as a friend because you're now their wingman. All right? You are a prop. You know, they want to go check out that boy. Look like I'm talking to you. You don't want to talk to me? I got so much to talk to you about. I watched MacGyver last night, and then Dallas was really, really good, and JR. I want to see what he's saying, see if he's talking about me, see if he likes my office. Like, but I want to talk to you about this stuff. So then you learned that some of your real, real good friends were maybe using you as a prop. And you're like, okay, now wait a second. So you start to kind of figure out that some people are your friends for a reason. Then you go to college, right? And all of a sudden you have guy friends. I never had so many guy friends in my life. And they were great friends. They'd go shopping with me. They'd come over. They would give me a massage on my shoulders. They would, just all of a sudden be better than girlfriends. Really? Really? You can help me with my back zipper? Oh, my gosh, you are, like, so awesome. And then you came to realize that some of these guy friends were not friends. They wanted to be more than friends. And when you didn't want them to be more friends, all of a sudden they weren't your friends anymore. Not very friendly, huh? So then you're like, well, damn. Okay, well, then you meet your husband. And you're like, you know what? I don't care if he doesn't want to be my friend. I better get a husband because I'm tired of being alone. Whether I'm friends with my husband or not, I better get hitched because I am a very confused child. I'm not loved. People are using me to get to other guys. I don't know who really likes me or who really cares about me. Let me just get hitched because then my husband will be forced to be my friend. Okay, so then you get married. Okay, so now you're married. You're married to your husband. Right? You're like, oh, I want to talk to him about MacGyver and Melrose Place and, what I saw on Jerry Springer. And now he doesn't really seem to look that interested. And, now, mind you, my husband is my best friend. But I had the same conversation with him that I'm sure many of you have had. I'm like, wait a second. You're supposed to be my best friend. Why can't I talk to you about this? I don't want to listen to this. I got to sit here and listen to this. No, we're married. Where does it say that? There's no contract. I'm like, you're my friend. If you don't listen to me talk about this, then I'll just call your buddy Dirk. I bet he'll want to listen. All right, I'll listen to it. So then your husband pretends. to be your friend. He pretends that he likes going shopping with you. He pretends that he likes listening. He pretends that the cookies that are overcooked and burnt are yummy. Until finally you realize that he doesn't want to pretend anymore, and you actually find out what he really thinks, and now you really, really feel alone. And then you turn to radio. And this is all hypothetical. Then you turn to radio and you talk to thousands upon thousands of people you hope are listening, and you hope that they like you. But what's so nice about this is I don't get to see you, so I have no idea if you're pretending or faking it or not wanting anything to do with me, because I get to be in a room in a studio, and in my la-la land, I have tons of listeners, tons of friends. So you see how this happens? You know, do you really have true, true friends? Now, the one thing I've learned, being at my age now, is I've learned you have different levels of friends. I have some friends where I could actually say anything to. I don't have to watch what I say politically. I don't have to watch what I even say to them. You know, dude, your breath stinks. Okay, I have friends like that. However, are they going to be there? No, they're great hangout friends. They're great, you know, party friends, people. But, I mean, are they the ones that I could count on to pick up the kids or, you know, to have my kids live with them for a period of time if, God forbid, something goes wrong? Probably not. Then I have other friends that absolutely, they would be the do-or-die people that whatever we need, absolutely, use our house, here, take my car keys, do that, you know, right, you know, however, we don't get along as well, and you have to eggshell around. You know, I mean, I think we're all like that. I think some people feel like they have to walk on eggshells around me, right? We have some really good friends who absolutely love, 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 love President Obama. Well, we probably go through most of the evening when we eat dinner quiet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, food's good, huh? Yeah. You guys want to talk about TV? Yeah. And then the TV show is like some liberal whatever, and then we start getting all mad, and then it gets quiet again. So, you know, you start to have degrees of friendship. And you know your limits with your friends. You know what you can say, what you can't say, what you can do, what you can't do, what you can ask them. You know certain friends, no way, you can't lend money to. All right? You know, me being a doctor, boy, did the whole friend scenario change. We'd meet new friends all the time. Boy, we were popular. Then all of a sudden, when we wouldn't write their Xanax or Lortab or, you know, let them call us up in the middle of the night to do stuff, all of a sudden they just didn't want to be our friends anymore. I'm like, but I'm funny. I'm fun to hang around. No. We're busy Saturday night. Ah. So if I'm not a Lortab Pez dispenser, they don't want to hang out with me. So I think a lot of us have seen changes. Don't worry, I got good friends, and I didn't mention them in the group. These guys are really, really good. They have it all, and I'm very, very lucky to have that. But if any of you are kind of looking at your friend situation going, wait a second, I mean, I have acquaintances, I have people I could go have lunch with, but no, nobody I could count on. These people will not visit me in the hospital, no one who will, you know, help me change my bedpan. Then you need to find yourself some friends. Remember I talked to you guys about organ buddies? Find yourself an organ buddy. Okay, if you don't think you're going to be able to get an organ, you better find a friend who will donate an organ to you, and you'll donate an organ back. Because, those, by the way, that trumps everything. I don't give a damn if your organ buddy does not want to eat dinner with you, does not laugh at your jokes, does not agree with you politically, makes fun of your mother. If you got somebody who wants to be your organ buddy, fake it. Okay? Fake liking them. That's a lifesaver there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.